Hi guys, it's the Hi Guys Podcast. We back again. It's your boy, that worm guy. Hi Guys Podcast. Back with us. We just had some stuff that's been breaking this evening. This evening on the 27th of March. The Oscars, of course, is going on. There's a lot of buzz and all that shit. I was just looking at Will Smith's post of him and Jada before what's going on right now. But the Oscars is always something going big and something going to be posted about it. We got three female hosts for the Oscars tonight, too. But the real big thing is that everybody's going to be talking about for a good while is the fact that Will Smith, after Chris Rock does a joke about Jada and she has apparently some issues with her hair, where maybe her hair is falling out and it might be a little thinner or shorter than it is. So he made a joke. Chris made a joke about her being G.I. Jane, and Will Smith wasn't feeling that and went up on stage and proceeded to smack Chris Rock in the mouth. Fellas, we're going to talk about that really quick because we do have other topics, but this is just something that we just got to talk about right now, right here. On the high guys.
Chris is sucker. First, because I would have fought the nigga off back. Fuck that nigga. We would have fought. In front of all them white folks, I would have beat that nigga ass on TV.
You would have been tussling on stage, nigga.
Hell yeah, nigga. Yeah, exactly.
Rolling around and shit. Looking like real niggas.
Right.
You'd have been looking like niggas.
Exactly.
What does that show the world?
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like Chris Rock did a good, he was thinking about the bag. He was thinking about the perception. Exactly. He was thinking about all kind of shit.
Chris Rock was on his part
to think about it, like, damn, if I react. Because he took a minute to fucking react. He took the slap. Then he just sat there like, damn, this man just really just slapped the shit out of me. Should I whoop his ass or whatever? You feel me? I probably knew he couldn't fuck with Will. That's in my opinion. But same time, nigga, it was big of him not to react. Bro. I'll tell you that shit.
Then he tried to
smooth it out with a joke and shit. You know?
Yeah, I'd have jumped my way to beating that nigga ass. I'd have said, what the fuck? Will Smith just slapped me. If shit would have regulated my damn head after I would repeated that, Will Smith just slapped me, I would have jumped off the stage and chucked that nigga out. Why? Because he went to sit down and this nigga yelled at you. Fuck all of that, nigga. You ain't gonna slap me and then yell at me, nigga.
Yeah, nigga. Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
you know you ready to fight at that point. So I had to choke this nigga out because he just disrespected me from the get-go.
What the five fingers say to the face? Slap. Nigga, wish you had some chalk on him. I'd have put some chalk in my hand, nigga.
Look, now like
how high? How high is his ass?
Chris was real fucking professional about it because, like, the headlines are already going to read how this black man lost control, and which I believe is going to be then, look how he's crazy, just like Kanye is going to be the next fucking articles that come out talking about how Will's crazy, he's like emotional or this or that, and how that's going to be bad for the black man and the image of the black man. But then on top of that, to think if Chris reacted like they would love to have two niggas react on TV, usually, if he'd have tried to fight this nigga, they'd have loved to have that on fucking ABC tomorrow. ABC, Good Morning, ABC tomorrow. Two fucking monkeys fucking fighting on ABC's Oscar awards show. They'd love to have that shit. They'd love to post about that shit. Look how they act. Look how they are. Fox News would be talking about how you can't have black people on these types of stages because they don't know how to act type of shit. And I know I'm getting really fucking I apologize for the monkey comment. I'm sorry, y'all. That was,
hey, but they do be saying that shit, though.
That's what they would say. They do be saying I know that's not what our audience would want me to say. But hey, this is the High Guys Podcast. We keep it fucking 100, y'all. We keep it real. And we know that's what they would say.
And since we keep it real, if it was two white niggas on that stage fighting, the headline would never read that shit. It would have read as, this white guy disrespected this other white guy that was hosting, and this other white guy reacted in their appropriate manner by beating his ass. Because niggas slapping somebody's like spitting in his face. You just challenged me. But now, so like you said, Chris did a good job of not reacting to it. But amongst everybody, amongst the real world, like, dude, you just been disrespected the most ultimate way. He basically just spit on you, sat down, and said, told you, nigga, say something else about this shit. You just said that. The shit was on the streets. Yeah. It'd have been a fight. Yeah.
But let's look at the context of the actual joke. Was really fucked up though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like she going through a disease process, and this nigga say G.I. Jane, you know, the bald headed soldier look, whatever the fuck it is. Right,
well, if like, it's G.I. Jane movie that I'm thinking about, that chick was hot. So take her out. So I wouldn't took offense to it. Maybe she's a hot looking tough woman.
Right. So, remember, she was in the fucking Matrix.
Yeah. Well, he meant it to be a joke. Like it was supposed to be a kind of a demeaning joke. Cause he was like, oh, it's not that bad, or you know what I'm saying, some shit like that. They're like, nah, nigga, don't even play around like that, motherfucker. Like,
well, like
did Chris know that she had
everybody knows. Yeah.
Twan was saying something to that, like about comedy. And stand-up comedy. Twine, you were saying something like that, remember?
Yeah, something like comedy, like, I'm sure that's not the first time he experienced something like that, Chris Rock. You know, in his entire career, from where he's first started to where he is right now. I'm sure he, you know, was at an open mic or whatever the case may be in his early days, and nobody knew who he was, and he said some shit, and somebody tried to swing on him, or whatever the case may be. But I think that just comes with the territory of being a comedian. You know, you just got to be ready for that. You know, like think of D.L. Hughley, right? He built his whole career off clowning motherfuckers in the audience.
Yeah.
And that shit was hella funny, but I'm pretty sure in some of them, you know, them clubs, you know.
Motherfuckers that was waiting in the back. Exactly. Trying to get to that.
Or niggas trying to rush them on the stage.
Niggas in the crowd. Niggas in the crowd. Like, you better not say shit about me.
And then they wait for this nigga, ready to beat this nigga ass. They wasn't scared of this nigga, but you got Chris looking like he's scared of Will because he didn't challenge this motherfucker.
Now,
how much is Chris Rock? You got to see, you got to think, bro. Like, what if it's something in his contract, nigga? You fuck up, you lose all these millions of dollars you paying your ass for fucking hosting this shit.
Well, he had all kinds of shit.
Oh, I didn't see him.
He was just presenting. But I mean, but you're right, though. It's still kind of a possibility of like, you know, like, again, doesn't matter whether he had a contract or not about, like, hey, don't get into any scraps on stage or anything. The fact that, like, what it'll be viewed as, like, if he'd reacted is what I'm thinking. And it also kind of, it's a surprise because speaking as a comic from the comic's perspective, if a nigga was coming up to the stage getting ready to hit me, like, I'd be surprised, but in real life, I'd probably shove this nigga or get him away from me before he got too close. Now, this is just a regular nigga. You got to remember, this is fucking Will Smith coming up on stage, who also is kind of a funny guy too. So you don't know if he's coming up here to play, like fake some shit, or like, from what it looks like, surprise hit you in the mouth. So Chris's response to that was like, whoa, like crazy. But at the same time, you know, it's not like this nigga leaked him on stage and he had to continue with the present the award. It was just kind of like he smacked him and it was like, well, damn. I mean, but at the same time, he is also even a comedian knew this is going to be such a thing that like, it's going to be memes after this. that like he knew to try to continue the joke of it. Now, I will also say too, to his comment on Jada, regardless of whether he knew about what's going on with her or not, you know, comics is always talking shit about everybody. Mm-hmm. Comics, like, there's no realm that comedians feel like is off bounds to like try and make funny, from death to fucking rape jokes even.
But this ain't a comedy show though. It's the Oscars.
But I mean, no. But it's the Oscars, and niggas make jokes. Niggas make jokes at the Oscars.
What?
Like, I was watching a little bit of
moment. To that degree, though.
I was watching a little bit of it, nigga. And Regina Hall said, "I got a DVD here of a movie that nobody's seen, not even a director." And it said what the movie was, and it's a movie that just came out recently, nigga. So kind of shitting on that movie. That's a joke, but it's shitting on a movie. It's talking bad about the movie, but it's a joke.
We all make jokes.
So, I mean, a joke is kind of like whatever makes people laugh. And as much as he did say some kind of offhand shit about Jada's condition, or like not even her condition, just about her hair and what she looked like, people laughed, nigga. I'm at home and I laugh, nigga. So it was a joke, but Will.
No, it was one of them. It was one of them jokes. You know, it's a difference between
Will
laughing
took it some type
and nigga,
of way.
No, nigga, when he see nigga, niggas was like, oh, you know what I'm saying? That's that shit when you in the classroom, nigga. Somebody go, oh, you gonna get up, nigga? You gonna nigga like somebody embarrass you like that, nigga? Oh,
okay,
nigga,
so
getting up, chunk and fight, nigga. And it's on. It's on after that. Nigga.
And Will got up and
his honor. So now Chris is disrespected. So he's supposed to go defend his honor now.
So Chris is gonna beat his ass at the after party.
Well, he better do it.
You gotta do something.
Because you can't accept that shit.
Night ain't over.
For the whole world to see. Okay, but on the flip side, who's wrong? Will or Chris?
Will, bro.
Damn. Demonetized.
I say, I gotta say, they both gotta take the blame on that one.
Nah, bro, it's Will, bro.
Why is it Will?
It's Will because regardless of what Chris said, you know, it could have easily just been written off as Chris making an offhand joke or a bad joke or whatever. Like Will going up there, like I said, is gonna be viewed as and critiqued and compared to Kanye West going up there and taking the mic from.
I doubt that. Kanye's shit was nigga, his shit was out of pocket.
Somebody was getting an award.
He took it and said, bitch, you don't deserve this.
This shit was out of pocket. Look, this is worse because Kanye shit was out of pocket at the fucking VMAs, the MTV movie.
Everybody knew that nigga was crazy though.
That's the MTV. Look. The MTV Music Awards, nigga. Will Smith got up at the middle of the motherfucking Oscars, nigga.
Yeah, nigga.
The Oscars. Where it's Brad Pitt is sitting over there, nigga. The Brad Pitt ain't sitting in the crowd of motherfucking VMAs, nigga. No, he might be. No. I don't know. But he probably ain't. Nigga, Will Smith got up, walked up on the stage with some real nigga. Hold on, nigga. And gave that nigga one on the stage.
He walked off smooth.
And y'all niggas saw the smirk on his face, too. Like, he was proud of that slap.
That nigga said like this.
Nigga. And then went sat down. And Lupita was next to him. And she was like, what the fuck just happened?
This nigga is
yelling at the top of his lungs, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. I'm watching it like, damn, bro.
You got to catch
me. Are you kidding me?
Hey. You know, but you ain't going. Hey, you. I don't give a fuck. You can't deny this stuff. That nigga Will getting his dick sucked real good.
She about to suck that. And another thing, though.
You know what? Because you know that thing. Shit probably reminded her of Tupac. Boy, she about to suck that nigga dick.
Hold on. I'm going to say, I just sent the meme to y'all. I just saw I was just in the meme, and it said the meme said Jada would have said, "Nah, Tupac would have shot."
When he came back to the seat, she still was looking like. That's it. I was like, damn, bro. You can't get this nigga a break. That's why he started yelling. He was like, man, bitch, what else you want? Fuck this shit. Keep my wife name out your fucking mouth. So that nigga, he had to keep going, man. Bitch, she didn't even look impressed. She didn't even tell him to calm down. Yeah. None of that shit, bro.
Crazy part, if that didn't work, and if he don't get his dick set, he choking her out tonight.
Bitch, I just went. I did ruin the best. Not even. I couldn't even say he ruined his moment, but
he did.
He kind of did. Bruh, he kind of ruined his moment.
He won the look. We talking about it, and I know. I mean, by the time this video is or this podcast is probably posted, you know, it'll be a few weeks after. But he won the award. People are going to be talking about him slapping Chris Rock more than the fact that he won the award.
On the board, he fucked
up. That's why I'm saying Chris fucked up for making a joke. But like, that's what comics are supposed to do, nigga. Y'all don't remember that? There's this one guy, this one white guy who kept posting the Oscars, and they kept talking about how controversial he was because he'd be making jokes, nigga. That would be like. Nigga, like the whole room of fucking actors and shit be going, because he'd be making some rude ass crude jokes. And I forget his name, but every year that nigga, the Oscars would still bring him back every year and he'd still be an asshole. So the comic making crude jokes, and Chris Rock even hosted the Oscars before. So like him coming out and making some funny jokes and shit and like saying some shit that's going to be on offhand. Is kind of up to par, like what or whatever. Will Smith getting out of his seat because he's sitting so close to the stage and decided I'm gonna walk up there and slap this nigga. Because you know what he really wanted to do is sock this nigga, but he only slapped him because niggas is watching, cameras is on.
Exactly. If I slap this nigga then, if you know this shit from the get-go.
But he had to do because he was like already got up. It was like a already got up moment.
Not but why would he get up though?
Because it was the
shit about my wife. I ain't letting that shit slide. It was really because he went to the Oscars on some let a nigga say some shit about Jada. Let a nigga say entanglement on that stage, and I'll slap Amy Schumer across her fucking mouth. Let that bitch say entanglement.
Yeah, crazy part is this is he went to the Oscars for his fucking night. This was supposed to be his. His time
is supposed to be, because
that King Richard was a good ass movie. Like he played the hell of a part.
I don't like his comeback.
Yeah, like he played the hell of a part. Yeah. It was like this.
See, because the fucked up part, because I didn't even know what he won the award for. But it was the King Richard.
Yeah,
see? Yeah.
Was that way the Venus Serena shit?
Yeah, like that was a good ass movie.
Yeah. It was.
So like you know coming in like that's it's your moment. Like nigga, you making you coming back. Why the hell you go up in a situation with that anger already? Don't say shit. Like, no, nigga, this is your moment. Like, she need to be the backbone behind me tonight, girl. You make me happy. This is my time. Like, you must be here for me tonight. So she should have put it on her happy face and everything, girl. She should have stroked this dick at home. She should have sucked him at home before the show.
Calm his ass down.
Calm him down. Yeah.
He would have drove. Mm-hmm. He should have got.
I blame her. I blame her.
That's what part
she,
is.
She should have laughed it off because he was laughing at first, and she just wanted to be like, this nigga talking shit. Oh man, fuck him. And Will like, you laughing?
I gotta do something.
Will like, hold on, fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta knock this nigga out, man.
Y'all blaming Will. Y'all blaming Chris Rock.
I'm blaming her. Yeah, you're right.
This is his moment. Like, nigga, like, she's a hater. That's a hater shit. Like, this nigga was about to win an Oscar. Look, and niggas knew this nigga was going to win. She knew this nigga was going to win. Like, nigga, that's a fucking Oscar. Like, she knew, like, oh, this nigga about to win. I'm about to stir some shit up.
This nigga.
And it's pot.
This,
You know, she kept whispering in his ear or some shit, whispering over to him, "I'm hot."
Yep, it's been irritating.
I can't believe he said that shit about
where
me.
Where the drinks is at? I'm so thirsty. They don't got drinks over here. Like, you
and then and you know he was going to win because he was in the front. Mm-hmm. That's how crazy this slap was. Nigga, you in the front. You close to the stage. They put you there for a fucking reason, nigga.
Giving him the bullshit clap and then like, ah.
And then nigga had to apologize and cry.
He lost it, though. He lost it when he got to the seat, bro. It was just like something hit him. He just said, "Man, fuck everything, nigga. He turned into a Philadelphia nigga that day, boy. Yeah. Nigga, nigga, keep my wife, man. Don't you fuck him up, nigga." I'm glad Ryan didn't say nigga.
He turned into the nigga from the
new Bel Air show.
Right. I was just about to say that.
Shut your ass up, Carlton.
That shit. Hey, that shit. That's an actually good show. Now that shit. That ratings were going for that too.
It is.
Or might not. It might go the opposite way.
What's crazy is what may end up happening is because he's gonna be a thug now. They're gonna fuck around and kick Will Smith off as like a producer, and fuck around and be like, "We're gonna go a different direction because
so now he's a loose cannon."
Type of energy. He's a loose cannon. And we just want to make sure that we're not trying to, you know, keep that type of vibe and energy in our production team. So,
they're gonna say the people said, but it really gonna be them. But they're gonna say the fans and the people said it. Even though it won't ever be the fans or the people, it'd be them motherfuckers.
It's the fans have had a reaction to what he did at the Oscars, and we're just going in a different direction.
Oh, that bitch. That whole bitch. Man, would he have slapped the white nigga, though, if he was on stage?
Nah.
Or would he have slapped the Rock? Because I think I saw the Rock in the audience.
Would he have slapped the Rock? Nah. Yeah. If the Rock had the same joke, somebody wrote it.
Same exact joke.
And he said it. I don't think so.
Or what the Rock would be like, "Oh, I see you getting bald like me."
I think he'd have said something. I think he'd have said it.
You think he would have yelled from the audience?
Yeah. I think he'd have did the yelling from the audience.
He would have yelled at the Rock? Yeah. Right? I don't think so.
But because I think because the Rock is such a friendly guy that like he'd have kind of been like, it'd have definitely been different from Chris Rock. But like, because the Rock would have been like, All right, okay, he did some shit like, all right, okay. Like, we're moving on or some shit like that, where it was like, uh-oh, it's tense. But it would have definitely, he wouldn't have went up there to slap the Rock. I don't think he'd have did that.
Would he have slapped any other black person outside of Chris Rock?
I mean, we got to remember.
What if it was like Eddie Murphy?
You said you think so, Twan?
I think so. I mean, I'm saying all this because like I always told you.
What if it was Denzel? You think he'd have walked up there and slapped Denzel?
No. Because then one, Denzel will never be in that position. Come on now.
Right, because I was going to say.
You can't just say any name. You got to think about the person and their character too. Like,
no matter. Anybody would have said anything. But he was already ready to fight somebody over anything about her.
And look, I'm gonna say that he was willing to fight anybody if they were going to make a joke about it. But you got to remember who's going to make a joke like that. Denzel ain't going to go up there and be like, "Hey, Jada, you look like you be the next G.I. Jane." Denzel ain't going to say that. But maybe a comedy person would. Amy Schumer. Like I said, she's a host. She's up there saying some shit. Like, if she'd have said, I'm saying, if she'd have said entanglement as a joke because they sitting in the front, I think Will would have been like, he wouldn't have did nothing, but he'd have had a sour face on the camera, and that'd have been the meme. If you said Kevin Hart's up there, he's presenting, he say some shit about Jada, this nigga Will would go up there and slam this nigga. Like, it's little Kevin Hart, so he gonna, "You little nigga," and he gonna be like, "Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth," and it's gonna be a whole thing. Even bigger than what happened with Chris, because he's bigger than Kevin.
Yeah.
That's the cold part.
Yeah. So he's only gonna basically you saying, in your professional opinion, he was only gonna fuck with a nigga littler than him, or somebody more of a nerd than him, and anybody else he wasn't gonna fuck with.
Yep. And he wasn't gonna fuck with a white guy.
And the white, he wasn't fuck with nobody. No other race he was gonna fuck with. I don't care what race he was. He wasn't gonna fuck with him.
If he fucked with a white guy, he'd have got arrested at the Oscars.
Yeah, the niggas, the police would have pulled up.
Put him in handcuffs and everything. That motherfucking thing. That him in the first time the police was accepting an award.
Hey, what award is that? Was it is it LA?
Yeah.
Yes, it's LA.
Uh-huh. Said, they gonna get this man the maximum sentences on this. Oh, he's gonna have assault, attempted assault with a deadly weapon, assault in the public building, and held up. It's gonna carry a sentence of 62 years. They don't want this nigga to get the max. This was another race. He's gonna be crucified.
Yep. I'm sorry. I'm really proud of myself for that fucking the police calls accept award. That's it. I'm proud of myself for making that joke.
Hey, nigga, I was watching something when he had Winnie and Will went up there to he said basically at the end he's like, love will make you do some crazy things. And they flashed to Jada Pinkett's face. She's over there like a nigga talking like, yeah. I was like, I said, damn, man.
Like fuck her, man.
It's like, it's not even a like.
Get his nuts back.
Bro.
Just like, God damn, like, she like, this relationship
she
now.
Is hard, but. Fuck. Yeah, that's how we do it.
Right, nigga.
Ooh, shit. You're
gonna eat my dick tonight.
Right. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit. Damn, bro. He's not,
fuck.
This definition of he's letting his nuts hang. Like, let them nuts hang, bro. Oh,
damn, yeah. Bro. All right. Okay. All right. Look, okay. I'm sorry. We're gonna have to. Because I said talk about it briefly, because we got other shit to talk about, but we did have to talk about it because it's just damn, it's a crazy fucking night, honestly. Whew. Will Smith, man, we've been talking about this nigga for a while on this podcast, bro. Him and Jada.
He said, "Let his best hang." Go part about it, nigga. I knew what it meant. But I'm just off. It's not off topic, but it's shit like when you born and your nuts be all in your stomach, boy. Like it's like some shit, like some type of hernia, right? Yeah. So I was like, I was in class. I see that. I was like, what the fuck? I said, is that real?
They got to drop.
Nigga, then somebody say your testicles have to drop over in like 5 to 6 months. I said, this nigga said his nuts got to drop.
Yep.
Oh, damn.
You're growing back.
I think oh, Will shit dropped all the way. But you know how much you just not gotta give a fuck at that point, nigga. Oh, I'm at the Oscars, nigga.
Damn.
All this money going around. You know, I'm about to, nigga, it's about to be the best day of my life, but I'm about to beat this nigga ass. Nigga just said, fuck it. I'm socking this nigga. I don't give a damn where I'm at, nigga.
I'm like, damn, man.
God.
It's too wild.
Fuck that bitch.
That's crazy. God, toxic as fuck.
Yep.
We're gonna have to have this.
We done with this shit.
We're gonna have another discussion probably.
I got everything out of it. I had to get out
about Will and Jada because
Shit gonna happen.
Guys, this has been the High Guys Podcast. This has been a lot of fun. We'll smoke with you next time, y'all.